244.
244, 139, on division.
244, I got your request to talk. How can I help?
Hey, I have two teenagers. They're so drunk at 139. They like get in the bus and just in like 4 minutes at the door. They keep speaking Spanish and then they hit the window and they get off. They like threatening everyone on the bus. They totally drunk. I don't know if you want to send the police to them or warn other driver to not pick them up. They're so dangerous.
Okay, so they hit the window of the bus. Did they break the window at all?
No, the window did not break. It's my window, the one next to my door. But it did not break. It's okay now.
Oh, so it sounds like it was your barrier window?
Yes.
All right, copy that. Are you doing okay?
Well, right now, I'm okay. They freaked me out. He trying to punch me. And they keep speaking Spanish. I have no idea what they're saying, but they're off the bus now. I'm okay.
Okay, well, I'm glad they're off your bus now, and I'm glad you're doing okay. If that changes, I want you to pull the bus over and give me a call right away. Sometimes, you know, later on, you can think about this stuff, and it starts stressing you out, and I don't want that to happen to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you are welcome. And is everybody on your bus okay?
Yeah, they doing fine now.
All right, copy that. Now, you said he was making some threats to the people on your bus. What kind of threats were they? Were they direct threats to somebody, or were they just, like, generalized statements, or, you know, what was said kind of that way?
Pretty much they were threatening me. they're, like, so drunk, they keep talking to themselves in Spanish, and then I told them, please have a seat, and then they look at me, and they get, like, super angry, and then I just shut my mouth. I didn't say anything when I saw them like so drunk, and I can see a pair of cans. He's hiding inside his jacket, it's open, and I can smell the beer, so they totally out.
All right, copy that. Well, I'm really sorry that all happened. Do you have a description of these kids?
Yeah, they're about like 16, 18 years old. Mexican probably. They were in black, everything black, like black pants and black sweater, black shoes. They're young. And that's what I remember so far.
Right, copy that. Do you want a few minutes just to kind of regroup yourself? Does that make sense?
Yes, please. I'm so stressed.
Yeah, go ahead and pull yourself over as soon as you find a safe location. Just open your door so if people want to get off the bus, they can. You're safely away from those kids, right?
Yeah. Yes, I will pull forward just like a couple of stops so I be a little far from them.
All right, perfect. Go ahead and do that. And you said 139, right? You let them, or they were off the bus at 139?
Yes, they inside the shelter at 139.
All right, copy that. Yep, just go ahead and do that. I'm going to call your follower and just have him pick up your passengers. And we're just going to have a supervisor just kind of come over and chat with you, make sure you're doing okay. You're not in any trouble or anything like that, so don't worry about it. Kind of regroup, just kind of gather your thoughts and make sure you continue for the day. And, you know, if not, it's not a big deal. It happens. So, we just want you to be okay, if that makes sense.
Okay, copy that. So just go over and listen.